Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Rivalry Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk. Brought to you by Roto-Rooter on the Fan Sports Network.
Warning.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
What do you think, folks?
I lost it there. Ahoy. How about that?
True story.
He's a beast!
What? Look for porn, Dan.
Okay.
Porn.
We're doing live.
It's time for the club, baby.
It's
on
over!
On 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
We think!
Ooh-wee.
Hold on, everybody!
Nice to have you along for a Monday club. You know, we only have three clubs this week. Usually we have five clubs.
I think we only have three shows this week. It's not just the club.
Well, whatever. However you want to view it. We only have three clubs this week.
Three chances to get this done.
So we better not screw it up, huh?
Yeah, we can screw it up. It's all right. It's the holidays. This is the time of
That's
year where,
right.
where nothing gets done. Nothing's productive.
Yep.
Like, whatever. I mean, collectively as a country, we all get together and are like, meh.
We have built-in excuses.
Yeah, hopefully you don't have, like, a surgery because I'm always afraid that, like, if you're having, like, a prostate surgery, you don't want your surgeon...
The third-string surgeon is
Yeah, in. You don't want that surgeon on holiday time. You're like, yeah,
Don't they just push your surgery off? I hope so.
Yeah, they do.
Well, again, what do they say? The guy that finished last in his class in surgical residency, he's still a surgeon.
Yeah, you don't want the C-plus student, but you will get him at some point, or her.
Yeah,
but you won't know it.
Exactly. You never know. Think about every doctor, every surgeon, every specialist you've ever gone to. Like, you go to a cardiologist, you're like, oh, he's a specialist. Yeah, he could be a nitwit. You don't know. Could be an absolute boob.
You're going in blind.
Yeah, you got Dr. Nick Riviera over there. I have no idea. And it's not like I have the knowledge to determine what is or isn't a good cardiologist. I don't really like the way he's working that stethoscope right there, I'll tell you what.
You know what we do?
He was putting his ear against my bare chest, and it felt a little weird.
We judge him more on their kind of bedside manner than anything.
Yeah.
And like if they're cool to you.
Yeah.
That's really what we... Oh, yeah, my doctor's great. Why? Because he talks about the Ducks football team with you?
I don't know.
He probably sucks. Yeah, but dude, he gives me tickets to the game every once in a while. Great doctor.
I actually did. God, I'm 36 now, so this was 10 plus years ago. I went to a PCP that was my age or near my age, maybe 4 or 5 years older than me. That made me a little nervous, and then... He asked me what I did during my first appointment. Oh, I work in sports radio.
Yeah, Timbers.
That is literally, we talked about Timbers, Blazers. We talked about that for 20 minutes, and I think my
best doctor ever.
Yeah, my medical history got like maybe a minute or two of time.
Hey,
like,
bro, after I check out your balls, you want to go get a beer, bro?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see them balls, bro. Buy you a beer.
Hey, balls look good. I'll buy you a Miller Lite.
I had a lady reset my broken nose. And while she was getting ready to crack my nose, she was like, "Oh, you got a little cauliflower ear going on." She's like, "You want me to drain that?" And I was like, "Oh, it's no." She goes, "Ah, it's kind of cool." And the fact that she was all about it and thought it was cool, then I instantly assumed that she was like a great doctor based on that, because she thought it was cool that like I had gross ear crap going on. And it was like a throw in. She's like, "Ah, don't worry about it." I was like, just throw it in. I'm like, it's like a 2-for-1. You pay for the broken nose, you get an ear drain, and all of a sudden, wouldn't that actually be a negative thing that you're throwing in bonus services?
I think that the way I would have interpreted that is, oh no, she doesn't see cool stuff very often.
Yeah, right?
She's finally seen something cool and she can't help herself.
And yet in my mind, I'm like, oh, this is great. This lady must be awesome. Yeah, the way we judge... You know, do you judge your pilot based on how cool his voice is? You don't know.
You know, we're judging pilots based on how they... See, with doctors, it's how they treat you.
Yeah.
With pilot, like, if they give you... If the doctor gives you a reasonable time of day and is, like, cool and, you know...
Yeah.
Like, actually listens to you...
Yeah.
You're winning over other doctors.
I would think.
A lot of them are just a-holes that don't listen to you anyway and want to run you in and get out. You out of there. Pilots, it's about what they look like. Like, you got to be put together.
You want the guy to, like,
I mean, look
you
at
want
Sully
the, you want the cut of his jib.
You think Sully Sullenberger wasn't, look at him. You think he wasn't landing that plane on the Hudson?
Yeah.
Look at him.
He had that look. Captain Race O'Bannon.
That's what we need out of my captain.
It is true, but do you feel that way?
Because we don't really talk to them.
This is going to sound really bad. And I don't want it to, but it's going. Like, if you rolled into your doctor, and your doctor... was a big fat guy or a big fat gal, go either way. Would that be a little like, you're a doctor?
I have had an overweight doctor.
Yeah.
And the thought has crossed my mind. Yes.
I'm like, and that doesn't mean that you're not a good doctor. You can't dispense good advice. It's just a little
like. I liked
him.
He was good.
Yeah.
But he was overweight.
It's a reasonable question.
Yeah, it is. And he often told me about his bicycling habits, and I'm like,
how often do you really?
Do you?
I feel that way about, like, personal trainers, too. Like, I don't have a personal trainer, but I see him at the gym. And when I see the personal trainer that's, like, in terrible shape, I'm always like, how are you the...
Wait, yeah. They have a client?
Oh,
I've never really seen a personal trainer that is in terrible shape. Usually they're in shape. I mean, I'm not around gyms, but...
I've seen some.
When I have been, they're usually all ripped up.
It's a bit odd.
I'm shocked that the gym hired the out-of-shape trainer in the first place.
Oh, like, yeah, dude, they're out there.
Well, maybe they're really good.
This guy's saying he wants the gray-haired pilot. I'm with you, too. There's certain things I want the wisdom and the experience.
The gray-haired pilot?
Yeah, you want the gray-haired pilot because you want the...
The baby-faced pilot, no good.
Although the baby-faced pilot, baby-faced pilot, that guy may be on the cutting edge because he's like...
Well...
He's like... It's like the same thing
Nope. I've got a hot take on this. For pilots... I feel like it's all about experience, okay?
Yeah.
The education hasn't changed that much. They're still flying the same old-ass planes.
Are they, though?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, they are. There are literally two.
Aviation experts.
There are two types.
If you learned how to fly in 1980 and learned how to fly in 2025, you're flying the same crap.
The biggest
challenge. So there's no... hold on. Let me finish.
Sorry, go ahead.
When it comes to pilots, I just want experience. I agree with the guy. Gray hair, like, that guy's flown some hours.
Yeah.
When it comes to doctors, you could make the case that you want the younger, more fresh out of college.
Cutting edge medicine.
Because he or she is probably up on the latest stuff.
Yeah.
It is ever evolving and changing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they think a little bit differently than the old doctor who is just maybe stuck in his ways and... You know, on autopilot, and hasn't been to a seminar in 15 years.
Yeah,
you know, if I saw a young doctor, I think I would be excited. I'd be like, dude, great.
Yeah,
this might be different. Let's see what this person has to offer.
That's something cool.
Well, you know, like, you know, just like I said, up on the latest stuff. Some of these old doctors are just sitting on piles of money.
Maybe you want that nice middle ground doctor. You want that doctor, like,
you know,
45 to like 52. Like that sweet spot in there.
Yeah, he's still kind of willing to hear new ideas, but also sort of set in his ways.
Not certain that I want like Matlock. I don't want to like walk in there and see Joe Biden like working the white lab coat. Makes me a bit nervous. And by the way, all of these things are ridiculous because we're judging them based on absolutely nothing other than exactly. You're like, you know what? I feel good about this one. I like it. Yeah, I like the cut of this guy's jib. Yeah, yeah. This
he looks
good.
Okay to pilot my plane.
All the aeronautical knowledge that I've accrued along with Jordan Schultz in there. I feel good about this. I feel good about it. I watched When Planes Crash on the Learning Channel once, so I'm dialed in. What a Time Life series of books.
Damn right. Hey, how else do you educate yourself other than like going to school? You just watch stuff, right? The quick thing about pilots is that usually you stick to one class. Like there's Boeing and there's Airbus, right? You don't learn how to fly Boeing and Airbus at the same time. You stick to Boeing or you stick to Airbus. So they don't really switch very often, but they can.
Well, listen, I just want hours. I want experience. I want a guy who's been in the cockpit. He's been in the battles.
Yeah.
Okay. Doctor, don't need that as much. But I don't know. Maybe some experience is good.
It just always cracks me up that anything from mechanic to doctor, tattoo artist to the guy making your sandwich. We make it. We size someone up now, in about 8 seconds, and immediately you're like, "Yep, this one's gonna be good." Or, "Oh, I don't like the look of this."
Mechanic, that's another one. I want the experienced guy.
You want the experienced guy?
I want the guy who has had to bridge the gap between the old cars and the modern car. If he is still working in the modern car age, I'm all about that guy.
I want a neck tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe some prison time.
Yeah, yeah. I want a guy that's seen some life. I want a guy that like fixes hot rods and may or may not have shanked someone. I want that guy under the hood of the car.
But there's always a main guy, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like there's and then there's other guys.
Yeah.
But you want the main guy.
Yeah.
To have the neck tattoo, not the other, because the other guys may have just gotten there on Tuesday, fresh out of jail.
I need the main. Yeah, I want
the main guy. Yeah. If he looks a little rough, it's like, okay, well, you obviously had a rough go, but you've made something of yourself here in this
exactly.
shop. This is your shop.
He
you're owning
it. He takes pride in it.
That's right. And he's been there for years. It's like, wow, you're probably pretty good.
Yeah. I don't want my mechanic to look. I don't want my auto mechanic to look like he's. This is gonna sound terrible again. I don't want a Mormon auto mechanic. I don't want that guy being a bishop on the weekend and then getting under the hood of the of like your Dodge Ram.
There's no such thing.
There has to be a Mormon mechanic.
No.
Mormon dentist, yes. Mormon mechanic?
No.
No.
All right, well, I have something that I saw over here in Tarp Town the other day that I wanted to bring to your attention. I didn't know. I don't know what to think of it. Okay?
Old Tarp Town.
Yeah. So we'll get to that coming up next here on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I was driving in to work the other day, and I was driving by the temporary Republic of God knows what over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they seem to be doing a pretty good job of keeping the tents from popping up, but they're, because, you know, like we've told you before, and we're here in Northwest Portland, for those that don't know, we're in Slabtown area. And for those that don't know, there's this great spot for them right under the... it's like right under the freeway where the freeways cross.
It's prime tent city real estate.
It is, because there's nothing there. There's not going to build anything there.
Soft ground. You can light your fires. Nothing to light on fire.
And
the rain.
Most of it's covered.
Yeah.
And so they, you know, the what will happen is the homeless people will show up and they'll pitch their tents and bring over their garbage and they'll be hanging out.
Yeah.
And then they'll get moved out and you won't see them for a couple weeks, and then they'll slowly start to trickle back in.
Yeah.
Well, they are trickling back in now. And I will say that it isn't as overblown as, or like as overrun as the last time they moved back in.
Yeah, for a while there, it was
it was crazy.
It was something else.
Yeah, and it gets crazy.
They were
fast.
Holding elections, and it was a whole thing. Coming to sovereign state.
Well, so I was driving by, and one of the tents has a sign. It's not even a sign. They wrote on the door of the tent.
Okay.
And it says, "Keep out. See you next Tuesday."
Oh.
And for those that don't know what "see you next Tuesday" is, look it up.
Yeah.
It's a bad word. It's the C word. It's the evil C word.
The Brits and the Australians like it.
Yeah. Now, why would you put that on your tent?
Is it possible that... Now, was it plural or was it singular?
Singular.
Is it possible...
Is it at some person?
It's at one person.
It's directed at one.
It's directed
person.
At
that
one.
That is possible.
It's directed at one. See you next Tuesday.
But if they wrote "please," wouldn't that work better?
It's possible.
You know?
It's possible this person likes meth, or fentanyl, and so maybe they'd feel that they need to be a little stronger in the language. Because I find it odd. Do you really need to tell the general public to stay out of your tent? I don't think so. I don't think. When I drive by there every day, at no point have I ever thought to myself, hey, you know what I should do? I should go in that tent. So I feel like that "see you next Tuesday" is directed at someone in particular, probably another person that is a sovereign citizen of Tent City.
Do you think it's a crime? Is it a crime? I mean, it's a serious question. Would that be a crime to enter someone's...
I feel like that's a crime.
Tent?
Yeah, yeah. I think that is.
I feel like that's your own... I feel like that's breaking into someone's car.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, okay. You can't, just like on any campground, you can't enter somebody's tent.
Yeah.
You know, so it is.
Oh,
that,
you can't?
No, you can't walk into, I mean, we all know
why not?
This. Like, hey, what's up? I just wanted to see what you were living like.
I guess, I mean, I can't say that I didn't know that, but I also have never thought about it.
I can't say that I have either, but
and
yeah,
I don't go camping, so.
You
can't just go willy-nilly into someone. Like, is that a crime? That is a crime going into someone else's tent?
I don't know if that's breaking and entering, but I think it's, well, is it trespassing? But I don't know. I honestly, like, oh no, let's do a Google. I gotta believe that's some sort of crime. What crime?
Let's tell you what.
Is entering someone's tent.
This person wasn't happy.
I mean, we all have, like, if we're in an area that is supposed to be set up as our own, we have, like, privacy laws that protect that. So I don't, this is an odd one, but I would assume it's like a domicile, whether or not it's, like, your house or somewhere temporary.
By the way, they can hit you with criminal trespassing. Also, unlawful entry.
Wait, tent, like just on the street tent or like in a campsite tent?
No,
like,
just in a tent.
Any tent. Like if I pitch a tent in Mount Hood National Forest.
I do it, yes. Entering someone's tent, regardless of where it is stationed, without permission is typically considered criminal trespass.
Wow.
Nope. Or you can also get hit with entering without permission or unlawful entry. Entering a private structure like a tent is unlawful if it is done without the owner's permission. Also, if there is a no trespassing sign, that could also add additional charges. So is it possible if the person in Tent City, if it says stay out, see you next Tuesday, is that the equivalent? Could you go before a court of law and say I had
the
no,
it's right on the tent.
Yeah.
That's true. It's fair.
Can't do that.
It's fair.
It's a whole scene over there, man.
Yeah. I will say I've wondered what the inside of many things look like. I love secret rooms, all kinds of stuff like that, but I've never wanted to wander into one of those tents.
I gotta say this carefully. No.
Here comes something terrible.
It is not terrible. I am not making light.
But.
In any shape or form. But. If you told me that I could do like an under. What is the
Undercover boss.
Undercover boss.
Oh, yes.
Tent city.
You'd do that?
I'd do it.
Dude. No chance I would do that.
Look, that's why I'm saying I need some sort of like precautions so that I don't get like shivved and get hepatitis.
Well, like what? How are they going to protect you?
All right, how about this? What if I did, is there like, again, now I feel like I don't want to make light of the homeless.
Except you're going to, and you are.
I don't want to. What if I could be like in a duck blind where they're making me uncomfortable? Like where I'm just like, what if there's like a...
how is that... that's not an immersive experience.
I am. I'm like in the middle of it, and I'm like, but you can't see me. I'm like in a pile of like garbage, but it's not really a pile of garbage. It's like being at a haunted house, and then you're staring at a picture through its eyes. Something like that.
And they don't know you're there?
They don't know I'm there.
Well, that's not immersive.
It is.
No, it isn't.
I want to see. Like,
you have to get in there. No, you have to get in there and interact.
But then I got to do, like, fentanyl, and I don't want to do fentanyl.
You don't have to do drugs.
You just talk to them. Yeah.
What if I just pretended to do the fentanyl, and then, like, I just, like, stood in the middle, and everyone's like, that dude's having a good time.
How long would you last? If we put you over there in zoning violation village,
yeah,
and we said, now you don't have to do drugs.
I don't gotta do drugs.
If you get uncomfortable, you can tap out.
Yeah.
If you get stabbed, you tap out.
That's rough.
Shot, tapped out.
Yeah, it's no good either.
But how long could you last?
Do I get to bring weapons too?
Yes, but if you use them, you will be charged.
I'll be charged. I can't have that.
So all the typical laws apply.
Yeah.
We're throwing you in there. Yeah. How long do you last?
I don't think I'm lasting a night. At some point,
I think you get through a night.
You think a night? I bet you at some point something happens in the night where I'm like, that's it. I'm good here. You ever been camping and like, well, you don't go camping, but like growing up in Alaska, every now and then, like you'd be camping and you'd hear something outside and you're like, I shouldn't be here right now. I feel like that would happen around 2 a.m. Like there's going to be something like around the witching hour where something's going to go down and I'm like, I don't need to be here right now. I don't know what it is. Something's going to be popping off.
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
Yeah, I don't think so, man. I'd like to think that I'm like, big tough. I don't think I'm making the night. I just think something weird's going to go down.
Well, it doesn't have to involve you. And if something weird goes down, maybe you can just, you know, put in earplugs or something. You know?
Might be cold, too, but sure.
Well, that's where it, like,
it's cold out there. Yeah. Look, it's not easy on the streets.
Well, you get the trash fire out there.
Yeah, you're going to have to go out to the fire.
Yeah.
And they're out there.
I just would be like, I'm being dead serious. I think it'd be interesting to like find out like what's going down out there. How did you get there? How long have you been here? Why are you there?
Are you willing to do that?
No, I'm not.
Exactly.
I'm not. Would I be interested? Yes. Would I do it? No. That's why I said I don't want this to sound like I'm making fun of it, because it's not. I have a genuine interest, but I know that I don't belong there.
What if you get around the fire and you start getting to know everyone and they all are like, oh my God, if I ever saw that freaking sports radio guy, Suk, I know their studio is around here somewhere.
Yeah.
I will shiv his ass.
Exactly.
What if that happens?
You don't know what's happening out there.
Then you introduce yourself. Yes, my name is Isaac.
Okay. Well, exactly. Nice I'll tell you right now. Isaac Roth. Nice to meet you. Here's the thing. I'm not weirded out or in any way uncomfortable with the homeless. We have to change. We got to change the terminology that we use. Homelessness is not something that in any way should make you uncomfortable, should make you scared, should make you nervous, nothing. I mean, my God, like the fact that you couldn't make your rent or that you had like some sort of bill and you fell on hard times, you got fired, you know, divorce, whatever, you got depressed. I am not afraid of the homeless. You know what I am afraid of? Massive drug problems. Because when you see the dude that's on the that has a massive drug problem, that guy got nothing to lose, and he's possibly insane. Why do we not call people drug addicts as opposed to homeless? Because those are two very different classifications.
We kind of do. I think it's just that we don't see. We see the we talk about the worst of it, and that's usually the drugs. You know, that's the worst of it.
Yeah.
The other stuff. I mean, where are those people? Like, are they commingling? Because I feel like when you get over here to Tent Town,
yeah,
I feel like that's they're all on drugs.
Yeah.
I'm watching.
Yeah.
But then there are other people who aren't on drugs that are just homeless. They're not in this place over here.
Yeah.
They're in their own, right?
Yes.
Like, I don't think they're
in. And that's my point. I think the homeless and the drugs are two, like you said, it's two different archetypes.
Well, it is, but they're all the drug people are also homeless. So you, yeah. I mean, what do you want?
I think we gotta be able to like identify and be like, you're not homeless. You are one. You're mentally ill, or you have a massive drug problem. You, on the other hand, you're homeless. I think those are the three classifications: mentally ill, massive drug problem, homeless.
How about you go out there and label each one of them? See how that goes.
I don't think you can label homeless. Now you're getting into a whole.
That's what you're wanting to do.
Can't be like labeling people. Get like little name tags.
Sir, could you put this tag on your coat, please?
I wonder how that would go down.
Plus, what if they found out what if they found out that I'm the one that's been promoting Bon Voyage for the last like 6 years?
Dude.
What if they're into
you? You want your Viking.
That's true.
Funeral that you're going to get
I'm probably going to get
whether you like it or not.
Look, there's only one way I'm going in there, and that's as Isaac Robb, 100%.
And they're like, Robb, yes!
I'm handing out business cards. Isachi, here you go.
Isachi.
All right, we got to take a break. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out. Keep out, see you next Tuesday. And I just thought that was...
It's a very clear message, that's all I know.
Yeah, and you might be right, it might be intended for just one person.
You should have asked.
But boy, yeah, no. I mean, imagine their thoughts when they see Schulze rev by in his custom Cybertruck.
Yeah.
Wrapped in a Mariner's headscarf. You know?
They see that convertible Miata and they say, why not us?
I mean, if I had the money, it would be a teal Cybertruck. But eventually it will be a teal Miata.
Would you get a Cybertruck?
No. F no. I would buy like a cheap Tesla because they're like, what, 20 grand right now? You can find some like really cheap way to get around town and save gas for 20, 25 grand. But I would never buy a Cybertruck. No reason.
Well, you Cybertruck bros, I got to tell you, man, when we drive up next to you, we are trying to see who is in those things.
Yeah.
And it's kind of hard to see in there.
Yeah.
But I cannot tell you how much we're judging you. And I'm not talking about just me. I'm talking about all of society.
Oh, you should hear what my wife says every time we pass one. You mother effing idiot. It's pretty funny.
And that's why I'm assuming that's why they want their little stupid Cybertruck. But that effing truck looks so GD ridiculous.
I think a bunch of the Blazers rock the Cybertruck now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, Scoop bought one. I know that.
Lillard's got one.
Lillard does too.
Bro.
When I expect Lillard to have one. He's Damian Lillard, but Scoot, it's like you haven't earned this yet.
When I was in the NFL,
absolutely absurd.
The big one, what was the H2 had just come out. That's the one that everyone had. And I think the new like H2 is the for the athletes is the Cybertruck. It's the ugliest looking thing I've ever seen.
All right, we got to take a break. And when we come back, it's Thanksgiving week, and we'll discuss it. Here's Schulze.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, that weather lady's full of crap.
What do you got?
Well, did you hear her? She just said...
I wasn't paying attention to her.
Well, she said mid-50s today and sunny. And then she said more of the same tomorrow.
What is the weather supposed to be?
Chance of rain 100%.
Oh. Well, she's probably doing it out of San Francisco, like the traffic guy, Victor Sargosa. By the way, I would like to point out that Bryce Young is 6 of 10 for 28 yards and a pick. Brock Purdy is 14 of 23 for 104 yards, one touchdown, three picks.
Yeah, it's not going well.
And it's 10-3. Everything's going great.
Good little ball game.
And these are two potential playoff teams.
Well, it's Thanksgiving week. Now, do the kids get the entire week off here, or are they in school today?
I think that's the case.
The stupid kids.
Yeah.
They're off?
I
always used to get the whole week off.
Man, you're lucky. I never did.
See,
really?
I heard Dirt and Sprague were talking about this, and they were insisting that they had to go to school all the way till like Wednesday. How does anyone possibly remember what you got off 20? I mean, they're younger than me, but...
Well, you remember it because...
I have no idea.
You remember it because it was fun. Like, it was like, oh, yeah, we get to go to Grandma's house for Thanksgiving and, you know.
I specifically remember how long childhood. Our Christmas break was.
Yeah.
And how long our Thanksgiving break was.
I have no idea. I could not begin to tell you what I got off for Thanksgiving. No idea.
I just don't remember any time off ever leading up to the Thanksgiving holiday. So I just know, yeah, we had to go to school usually to Wednesday.
That's too bad.
But I do believe, according to them, and that's my only source. And I did. I was walking this morning. I didn't see any wiener kids at the school bus, at the bus stop.
Yeah,
so
I think they're out all week.
I think they might be out all week.
Lucky.
Because it's one of those things, like, I always forget, like, when I'm walking in the morning and I see kids, like, milling around, I always have, what the hell are all these kids doing? I'm like, oh, yeah, school. Sunday does that. I always try to ride my bike on a Sunday, and I'll drive by a church. I'm like, what the hell is going on at, oh, church. Yeah. I forget. Like, if you don't go to church and your kids don't go to school, I'm often puzzled for some reason, probably because I'm an idiot, that those things are, like, going on.
AAA projects over 82 million people will travel by car at least 50 miles or more during this holiday period.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. That's a lot.
It's always a mess.
And then they're saying this year's domestic travel forecast includes an additional 1.6 million travelers compared to last Thanksgiving. Mm. More people are getting out. And I think they said Wednesday is the busiest travel day of the year.
It's also the biggest drinking day of the year, which I'm not certain those two things go hand in hand, but somehow...
Hopefully the pilots aren't partaking.
We do.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully everybody's out having fun. It's like the biggest bar night and the biggest pizza night of the year, right?
Yeah. They said that the FAA is expecting this will be the busiest Thanksgiving in terms of flights in at least 15 years. And then Sunday will likely top Wednesday in terms of the biggest travel day.
Hmm.
Well, if that makes sense. Oh, it does. Everybody coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try
to get back home.
I tried to not, like, it's one thing, like, if I'm going to, like, Mexico for Christmas or something, but I'm not, when it comes to the holidays, I'm either out of town or I'm planting my ass on the couch. It's hard to get me to, you know, hey, do you want to drive 3 hours? No, I don't. And I don't think you could get me to. There would have to be a greater reward than turkey on the other side.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a lot of people that live closer to family. You know, like, they're all bunched up out there on the East Coast.
Yeah.
us out here, we're just kind of isolated from each other.
No, I live by my family, and I still don't see him over the holidays.
I guess that's true. But I'm just talking about, like, you know, it's just a long way to get anywhere up here.
Yeah, it's true.
Unless you're just staying in Portland, you know. But that said, 50 miles or more.
If you could get me, like, on a train where I could drink and, like, kind of nap.
Did you say drank?
Drank. But then, like, too, like, as the dad, I have to drive. I don't want to drive. And then I'm going to drink at Thanksgiving.
You're going to drink.
And then I can't drive on the way home. I want a B-E double. You know, it's like, you can't, you know. It doesn't. Yeah. Whereas I'm at the house, I can drink as much as I want. And then I just bumper bowl my fat ass up to bed. And it's like the best feeling in the world. When you just, like, you're at that right amount and you're like, oh, I'm sleeping well tonight. Sleep well, pass out. It's a great feeling.
Well, I love this week. Yeah. It's a wonderful week.
It is a wonderful week.
And that's mainly because we're usually not traveling for Thanksgiving. We'll travel for Christmas, but not Thanksgiving. And so it's just nice and relaxing.
Yeah. And people are in a good mood and everyone's kind of, you know, you're starting to kind of get into the spirit and there's going to be
a lot of good sports on.
Yeah. Good. And there's going to be good food. And
yeah, everybody started putting up their Christmas decorations this week. I saw trees on cars for the first time.
Let's go.
I love this time of year. I mean, y'all know I do. It's been Christmas movies and music in my house since November 1. So
the missus starts, like, planning out the meal, and I get excited. Like, it's like foreplay for eating. She starts telling me, like the meat starts, because we don't do traditional Thanksgiving, we do Asian food. So, like, the meats, like, the bulgogi starts getting marinated and, like... Ooh. You start making the egg rolls and wrapping. You're like, oh. And then I start planning out my drinks. Like, I start thinking about, like, I get excited. Like, I'm an offensive coordinator. I start planning out the drinking day. What am I going to start with at about 9:30? Right? And then we're going to move on. It's just, it's, I got my call sheet out. It's great.
All right. We got to wrap this bitch up. Coming up next on The Fan. All right. We're out of here. We love you. A lot of you, not all of you.
Some of you.
You guys have a great night, okay? Got some sports on tonight. Got this Monday Night Football tilt.
Well, I'll be doing some drinking tonight if I'm trying to finish this thing.
Both quarterbacks are on tilt in that game. Good God.
The Ducks are losing.
The Blazers were thumping the Bucks last I checked. I don't know if that's still
Blazers
happening.
Blazers playing tonight?
Yeah, they were up by like 12 on the Bucks,
all
I think.
Right.
Final game of their roadie.
They got smoked yesterday. That Thunder team.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Their only loss was to the Blazers.
God. They are nasty.
That has been avenged.
And, we've got Gonzaga's playing Alabama right now. There's another game you can watch.
I watched the Zags play earlier this year against Creighton.
Yeah.
And, boy, they look
sharp. Great. Yeah. All right, everybody, have a great night. We're back tomorrow, 3-7 to Finganek.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.